adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, The Mummy in the Desert. The Southwest of the 1870s, with its vast and lonely spaces, its great frowning mountains, its mesas and its gloomy caverns, was a region of mystery. Because men of all races and all lands came there in search of gold, it was only natural that they leave traces of their various customs and civilizations behind them. But our story opens far from the Southwest, in a comfortable home on the outskirts of Chicago. Professor Emeritus George Carlson, noted Egyptologist, is saying to his daughter,
"We will take the train west tomorrow, Dorothy."
"Oh, but Dad, just on the strength of that letter you got from, what's his name?"
"Addison Powers."
"But you don't even know him, let alone going clear out there. Just because he wrote you he's found what he thinks is the tomb of an Egyptian pharaoh. Oh, it sounds to me like a hoax."
"It may be. On the other hand, the story might be true. What this man Powers probably does not know is that some years ago, the mummy of one of the greatest of the pharaohs was stolen, and the Egyptian government thinks was brought to this country."
"I never knew that either, Dad."
"No, I never told you until now, and I'm relying on you, daughter, not to mention it to anyone."
"Oh, naturally I won't."
"Only a few of us were notified and asked to be on the watch for the mummy. The Egyptian government doesn't want it generally known because the mummy case has a secret compartment in which are gems of priceless value."
"But how in the world would such a thing get over here?"
"In any one of a number of ways, Dorothy. You may recall my telling you about the camels the army tested in the desert for possible use in transportation and desert warfare?"
"Yes."
"It's quite possible that one of the original camel drivers smuggled the mummy over and sealed it in the tomb this Powers claims to have found."
"Oh."
"In any event, it's worth investigating. Please start packing our things immediately."
"Storm's coming up, Powers."
"Let it come. We're under cover here in this cave." "If you ask me, Roberts, this adobe mud makes a good-looking tomb for His Majesty, or whatever they call those old Egyptian kings."
"Yeah, it'll look all right after it's dried out."
"It'll dry out quick in this heat. By the time the old professor gets here this afternoon, it'll be solid."
"He fell for it, huh?"
"Yeah, he sure did, Jack. Roped me just when he'd arrive. Hey, plaster a little more of that mud right there."
"Right. How'd you get a hold of this here mummy, Powers?"
"I bought it from some foreigner down in his luck. Got it for almost nothing, too."
"Yeah. Well, what good is it?"
"Look, Robert. I used to be in the carnival business, see? I'm going in it again as soon as I get myself a stake. Now, this Professor Carlson's what you might call an authority on these mummies. If he finds one buried out here in the Southwest, why, the news will get in every newspaper in the country. And I can clean up showing it at my carnival."
"Yeah, maybe you'll want to buy it."
"Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I stand to make a lot of money."
"She's going to rain great guns, Powers. There's a hole in the roof of this cave back there, and the slope of the ledge comes right down to this here tomb. If it should rain enough..."
"Nah, it won't. Come on, let's get busy and finish this."
"Cisco, Pancho, see we get wet, no?"
"Si, Pancho. We'll get very wet unless we find shelter. I've never seen a sky any blacker than that one."
"Where we go, Cisco?"
"You might find some shelter under the ledges of that mesa over there. Either that or we can ride for the town."
"Don't you think we better try the mesa ledge?" "Santo, here come the rain, Cisco."
"Well, that is our answer, amigo. Come, we will ride for the mesa. Up, Diablo.
Go for the mesa. Go now, go." "Now the rain harder, Cisco. Bouncing already, it works.
Then let us ride faster. Diablo! Yeah!
Hey, oh, hey, hey, go! What's Cisco laughing at?
I'm laughing, Pancho, because I love this storm. It's part of nature, and anything of nature is good.
Bouncing like the sunshine better. Madre mia, how it rained now.
It's wonderful, Pancho. Look, there's a big cave ahead of us.
Pancho not to see anything through this rain.
Well, follow me then. There's plenty of room for our horses and ourselves.
Slow down.
It's heavy rain, Pancho. This shelter just in time.
The rain get any more heavy, Cisco. We got to swim, and Pancho not know how to swim. That lightning.
Let's leave the horses here, amigo, and look in the cave. It's bigger than I thought. Come.
Cisco. Cisco, someone here. And Pancho see horses way back there.
I see them too, Pancho. Let us wait here and look around.
What do you hombres want in here?
We came here to get out of the storm, señor. Have you any objection?
Hell, no. Sit down where you are. Don't come any farther into this cave.
Is this your cave?
Don't make any difference whose it is. I said sit down where you are.
Yeah, and I'm backing it up, too.
Santo, that a big hombre, Cisco. Biggest hombre punch you ever see.
We are not here to cause trouble, señor. Neither will we avoid it. Suppose you keep your distance and we will keep ours.
See that you do.
They're not friendly hombres, Cisco.
No, they are not. However, that does not matter because they are... Oh, what is that over there?
What, Cisco? What?
Some sort of an adobe wall, I believe it has just been built.
They build a house in here, no?
I can see no reason for building a house in a cave, Pancho. Looks more to me as if they had sealed something up.
Hey, that lightning close.
A mere look at it rain now. Is it cloudburst, Pancho?
Pour down through the roof of the cave. Look, Cisco. Big river come down through.
See, and it's pouring right under that wall of adobe. It's washing the wall away.
Hey, Jack, stop up that hole in the roof.
Can't do it, Powers. The hole's too big.
All right, then come over here. Help me patch up this wall with more adobe.
Right.
You hombres, get out of this cave. Go on, get out.
We will do nothing of the sort until this rain has passed.
Get them out, Jack. Throw them out.
I sure will. I've been aching for a fight.
Then, hombre, you may have one.
Cisco, the wall gave way. Look out. Big box, come out of it.
Look out, Jack. It's going to land on you.
Santo, it knocked the big hombre out, Cisco.
See, and now it rolls up on end.
Aye, the box open, Cisco. Something look at Pancho.
Madre mia, an Egyptian mummy.
An Egyptian mummy? What an Egyptian mummy, Cisco?
The man who's been dead for thousands of years, Pancho, and...
Dead thousands of years? Aye, adios, Cisco. Pancho ready to get wet.
Pancho, wait.
Pancho wait out in the rain, Cisco. Not with the hombre dead for a thousand of years.
So, this is why you did not want us in this cave, hombre. You did not want us to know about this mummy.
It ain't gonna do you any good to know about it, stranger. Because you ain't going to have a chance to tell anybody. Either you or that partner of yours.
Do not go for your gun, Omri.
Not much, I won't.
In that case, eat.
Oh. Ain't that so big? Pancho, want to get away from that 1,000 years dead, Omri?
Si, Pancho, we will go now. I do not like this place any better than you do.
Oh, my head. That big coyote. Hey, Jack. Jack Roberts.
Something hit me.
Yeah, it's that mummy case. Come on, get up. Gotta get this thing moved to another place. It's no good now that they know where it is. Then we gotta get after them hombres and get them before they start talking, if we ain't too late already.
It's a nice day after the storm, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's a nice day to give Pancho the big appetite.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, say it again. It's a nice day, Cisco, to give Pancho the big appetite.
Appetite?
Uh-huh.
Oh, si, amigo. We are now on our way to the cafe. It's just about noon.
What Cisco think about?
I was thinking about that mummy, amigo.
Huh?
In all that excitement, it did not seem quite so strange it should be there, but now it does seem very strange indeed.
Old dead hombre. Pancho think is an old Indian chief.
No, it was not an old Indian chief, amigo.
No?
If it was genuine, it was a pharaoh.
What a pharaoh, Cisco? A game with a gamble?
No. A pharaoh was a sovereign, a king in ancient Egypt. They were buried with great honor when they died, and they were never removed from their burial place.
Pancho would want to go near that pharaoh again.
I would like to know what interest those hombres had in that mummy.
Pharaoh, king, mummy. How many names that old dead hombre got, Cisco?
The mummy is the body after it has been embalmed and wrapped, as you saw it.
Is it so?
Oh, well, it is strange and unusual, but other things are more important.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cafe, Pancho. Oh, there, bro.
Oh, look, hit the cafe, logo. Quiet.
Tie our horses to this hitch rail and me going to go in.
Si, Cisco. Uh-oh, Cisco. The two hombres.
Oh, I see them, Chico.
Oh. Hey, you. Make room with that hitch rail.
There is plenty of room for your horses at that rail.
You heard what my partner said, hombres. Now move them cayuses over.
You big hombre, Cisco, say plenty of room.
Un momento, Pancho. Are you looking for trouble, hombre?
Listen. Either you move them horses or you'll find out if we are looking for trouble.
Our horses stay where they are.
All right, then, you're asking for it.
I would say you are the one who is doing the asking. Give it to
him, Jack. Pancho, watch you. You keep out of this, you.
Get my hands on your brick, you too.
See, if you do, which I don't.
I can have no brawling on the streets.
The big hombre go after Cisco, Sheriff.
Oh, I didn't either, Sheriff. You know, Jack Roberts and me, you know we wouldn't pick a fight.
You tell the truth, a Pancho get very mad.
I know you, Powers. Who are these other two?
I am the Cisco Kid, Sheriff, and this is mi compañero Pancho.
Oh, so you're the Cisco Kid. I've heard you was a troublemaker.
That's what he is, Sheriff. Powers, you had lock them both up.
We started no trouble, Sheriff. Pancho and I were just going into the cafe when these hombres rode up and demanded we move our horses. As you can see, they had plenty of room for their horses.
That's a lie, Sheriff.
You say Cisco lying. Pancho go after you.
Shut up, Pancho.
Pancho,
you see, he just proved they're troublemakers.
Does look that way, don't it, Powers? All right, Cisco, you and this hombre get on them horses and get out of town. We don't want you here.
I told you, Sheriff, we are going into the cafe. We will eat our meal and then leave.
You leave now or go to jail. Take your choice.
And Pancho's so hungry. Poor fat Pancho.
We have food enough in our saddlebags, amigo. We will do as the sheriff says. But I think we will meet these hombres again very soon. Come, Pancho.
That meeting is to be sooner than even Cisco suspects. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, The Mummy in the Desert. When Cisco and Pancho, seeking shelter from a sudden storm, entered a cavern at the foot of a mesa, they were met with open hostility by two men who, unknown to our friends, had sealed up an Egyptian mummy in the cave with adobe mud. But the cloudburst washed away the adobe and revealed the mummy. Later, in town, the two men picked a fight with Cisco, then prevailed upon the sheriff to order Cisco and Pancho out of town on grounds of having picked the fight with them. Now,
them are two bad hombres, Sheriff. If they come into town again, throw them in the lockup.
I sure will, Powers. I've heard plenty about Cisco Kid. But even so, it seems kind of funny he'd pick a fight with anybody as big as Jack Roberts here.
They'd have gone for the guns if you hadn't got here just when you did. Well, train's coming. Gotta be getting over to the depot. So long, Sheriff.
So long, boys.
Yeah, that fixes it so the sheriff will be on the lookout for him, Jack.
Yeah.
Now, if the old prof's on this train, everything will be hunky-dory. Come on, let's hustle.
Hey, suppose Cisco will go out to that cave?
Won't do him any good if he does. Now that we've moved that mummy to another place.
I sure hope the professor will be on this train.
Yeah, so when he said he'd be on. Hey, old geezer getting off down that second car.
Yeah, got a girl with him.
Yeah, looks like he might be a professor. Come on. Professor Carlson?
Yes. Are you Mr. Powers?
That's me. Glad to meet you, Professor.
This is my daughter, Dorothy.
How are you, ma'am?
How do you do?
Hey, this is Jack Roberts, my partner.
How do you do, sir?
Hello.
Well, we're ready to start out for the cave anytime you are, Prof.
Well, I really think my father should rest first. It was a long trip and it tired him.
Oh, I'm quite eager to see the mummy, Dorothy. I believe I'd like to go right out with these gentlemen. So why don't you go to the hotel? You can wait there for me, daughter.
But, Dad, will you excuse us for a moment?
Sure thing, ma'am.
Dad, I don't like the looks of those men. You shouldn't go with them by yourself.
They're all right, Dorothy, just because they're roughly dressed.
Oh, it isn't that. It's their eyes. Their expressions are shifty.
You're the one who's tired, daughter. You go to the hotel and I'll join you later in the day.
All right, but I don't like it.
I believe your letter said you're a prospector, Mr. Power.
Yeah, that's how me and Jack make a living, prospecting. That's how we come across this here mummy.
Very interesting. You can provide a horse for me, I assume.
Sure I can. Right this way, Prof.
Very well. I'll be back soon, Dorothy.
Those men are not to be trusted. I know they're not. I'm going to rent a horse and follow along behind, just in case.
It's a good view of the town from this hill, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, there is.
Train leave the depot, Cisco. We ride down and raise the train, no, huh?
No, we will do nothing of the sort, amigo.
No?
Those hombres who tried to make trouble for us just met two people at that depot.
Si, met two people at the depot.
A senor and a senorita or a senora.
She look young, Cisco. A senorita, Pancho thing.
Well, we will call her a senorita.
Uh-huh.
Then the two hombres and the senor rode away on horses.
Si, rode away.
Senorita hurried to the hotel with her baggage.
Uh-huh.
Then almost at once she came out again, went to the stable and... look, there she is.
Huh?
Just riding out of the stable.
She followed the hombres and the senor, Cisco.
She does. Uh-huh. I'm getting more and more curious about all these business, amigo. Come, we will meet her as she arrives from the town. Up, Diablo, come on.
Diablo, go meet her from the town. Go now, go.
Oh, Diablo, ho.
Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho. Here come the senorita, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Wilbur, if you're hold-up men, I've got a revolver here, and I know how to use it.
I have no doubt, senorita. You look very capable, as well as very beautiful. But Pancho and I are not hold-up men. We would like to know if the senor who left you at the depot knows those hombres he was with.
What business of yours is that?
None, senorita. We are just curious because we know those hombres.
Well, Father doesn't know them. But you see, Dad trusts anyone. I'm not so trusting.
I understand that you are suspicious of Pancho and me, too. You naturally would be. But I assure you, senorita, those hombres are not to be trusted. One more question. Would you tell me why your father is riding with them?
You men look honest. Who are you?
I'm the Siso kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
I am Dorothy Carlson.
Si, senorita. Glad to know you.
I don't think it would do any harm to show you this letter my father got last month. You may read it.
Oh, did not give it to Pancho, senorita. Pancho not can read.
I will take it, senorita. Gracias. Professor George Carlson. I have heard of him. So, these hombre powers wanted your father to come west just to look at that mummy. I think there is more to it than just that, senorita.
That's just what I'm afraid of.
Pancho and I will see what we can do about it. You had better ride back to the hotel and wait, senorita.
But is Dad in any danger?
I do not know. But the sooner Pancho and I catch up with them, the better. You will go back to the hotel, senorita?
Well, all right. I just hope I'm doing the right thing in trusting you.
I think you are, senorita. Hasta la vista. Come, Pancho. Diablo, come.
Go, loco, go. Do the right thing now, loco. Go now, go.
That is the place, Prof. Jeanette Cave.
Certainly desolate here, to say the least.
You better come in, too, Jack.
Yep, I'm coming.
Right there, that's a wall. You can see it's part broke in, Prof.
Why, this wall looks as if it was recently constructed, very recently.
Yeah, we had a pretty heavy rain here early in the day. Some water might have got in here.
No matter. Let's get that mummy case out of there. Give me a hand, gentlemen.
Jack can get that out himself.
Yep, sure, easy.
Don't drop it. Whatever you do, don't drop it.
I can lift twice this weight, Prof. What do you want me to do with it?
Stand it on end, right here.
Right here it is.
By Jove, I believe it is. Let me see it. Stand aside, please. I want to open it.
It's a real thing, ain't it, Prof? Well, ain't it?
Don't even hear you.
I believe it's the missing pharaoh of the Second Dynasty.
Hey, what's that mean?
I don't know.
Everything authentic, authentic. Now, if the jewel compartment is in this mummy case, what's this? What is? It is
The missing pharaoh. Gentlemen, do you realize what you have found? Look.
Great snakes.
Gems. Jewels. Are them real, Prof?
They are priceless, Mr. Powers.
Well.
Quick, let us cover up this case until I can get the authorities out here. I must notify the Egyptian government at once.
No, you don't, Prof.
But this is the property of that government.
It's my property now. I was going to sell it to you. But with all them jewels, I got me a different idea now.
No. Let me out of here. I must notify...
You're notifying nobody. Gun weapon, Jack.
Right.
It takes care of him for now. We're rich, Jack. We're rich!
Oh, there, into the cave quickly, Pancho.
Cisco. Pancho, I want to get near that money hombre at all.
I'm not interested in the mummy, Pancho. Right now, I'm worried about the professor. Santo, the mummy case is gone.
Pancho, know that mummy hombre, a ghost, it haunted, it walk away from here.
No, it did not walk away, Pancho. It was taken away.
Cisco trailed them, and they take the mummy case somewhere, Cisco.
Si, that is what we will have to do, trail them. Over here, Pancho.
Si.
They carried the case to here, then they loaded on a horse. Pancho, here are heel marks where they drag someone.
The professor, Cisco?
Probably. They rode in that direction. Come, amigo. We will follow as fast as we can.
You sure you got all them jewels, Powers?
Yes, I got them all in my saddlebags. Jack, we've got a fortune.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the prof? He's coming too.
I'll gunwhip him. Leave him here in the desert.
We can't leave him here, I tell you.
All right. We'll take him up the mountains. Kill him there and start an earth slide. Cover him up. Nobody will ever find him.
The missing pharaoh. The missing pharaoh. Huh? Oh, my head aches.
It won't ache long, prof. Gag him to his feet, Jack.
Yep, stand up, you.
Oh, be careful, please.
You may as well let him have it now. We'll pack his body up the mountain.
What are you going to do?
We're going to kill you so you won't do any talking.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, Powers, it's that Cisco kid.
Get him down.
Better take lessons in shooting, hombre. That will take care of you, Powers. Can't you see if the professor is all right?
See, Cisco, he all right. He jumped in the grass. How about your way?
That is good. I will take that gun, hombre.
Take nothing.
Drop it. Drop it, I said.
You're breaking my arm.
All right, I'll drop it. Now we will fight. One punch to your face. One punch to your stomach. And finally, one punch to your jaw.
Cisco take more time than usual with that fighting.
Tie these hombres up, Pancho. And we will search them.
Si.
You are not harmed, Professor?
No, I'm all right. They were going to kill me.
I have no doubt. It will be a long time before they try to kill anyone else.
I don't know who you men are, but I'm very grateful to you.
You need not be, senor.
Not only for myself, but for saving one of the greatest relics of all time.
That mummy hombre a great relic?
One of the greatest in the history of mankind, my friend.
Pancho bigger than that mummy. That make Pancho the greatest relic, no?
I know Dad thanked you, Cisco, but I want to thank you, too.
Gracias, senorita. Such thanks coming from one so lovely are doubly acceptable.
Cisco, I'd like to ask you something. Why does a man like you stay out here in this desolate country?
Why? I do not find it desolate, senorita. I find it very beautiful.
Yes, I guess it could be beautiful when one gets to know it. But if you ever come to Chicago, remember you're to look Dad and me up.
You have my promise.
Well, goodbye, Cisco.
Adios, senorita.
Goodbye and... Oh, I don't want to say goodbye like this. I'm not going to.
You look very determined.
I am. I'm going to say goodbye like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Tell Pancho about that mummy hombre.
What do you want to know about him, amigo?
When he a little boy, he like all other little boys.
I do not know. I suppose he was.
human nature and the nature of little boys do not change very much.
He ever put a frog in his sister's bed?
It may be that he did, Pancho. Why?
Because Pancho put a frog in his sister's bed when he a little boy.
Oh, no, that was a mean trick, Pancho.
No, and Pancho's mamacita tell Pancho was a mean trick. And Pancho's papacita take a shingle to Pancho.
Well, why did you put that frog in your sister's bed, amigo?
It was easy, Cisco.
Well, then tell me, why did you?
Because Pancho not could find a mouse.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.